Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update.
You are listening to Money FM 89.3. Now, End of the Rainbow is a powerful and at times hilarious exploration of the tormented heart and troubled mind of a truly unique individual. We're talking about Judy Garland. It's a musical drama and it's the latest Pandemonium production, which opens at the Drama Centre Theatre this Friday, the 7th of October. It was adapted into a film in 2019 called Judy, which you may have caught with Renee Zellweger. And we're joined now by the show's director, Tracy Pung, and leading lady, Mina Kay, to tell us more. Tracy and Mina, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Hi, great to see
Hi, great to have you both with us. So let's start off, and perhaps you can tell us more about this particular production, Tracy, because, you know, The Wizard of Oz with Judy Garland, it was a very memorable movie for me growing up. It's a classic, isn't it? It's a classic. And I know that you mentioned in a recent interview, Tracy, that it was interesting for you to educate younger members of your crew about who Judy Garland actually is, because she's so iconic. Talk to us about this production.
I mean, I think, like you, Judy Garland's from kind of comes from my childhood. I kind of grew up with watching The Wizard of Oz as a child every Christmas. So, you know, to kind of come in and be putting on this show and suddenly you realize that there's a whole generation of people who haven't heard of her and don't know who she is. I was a little bit mind blown by that. But, you know, I'm taking that, you know, not as a bad thing, because I think, you know, what's happening is it's giving us an opportunity to share with everybody who Judy Garland is and her music and a little bit about her life. You know, so it's a great opportunity to do that. And you know, she was an amazing woman. You know, and as you rightly say, an icon from a golden era, you know, and you know, she's a very important person to many people, actually, and you know, I think it's great to kind of get in touch with her work, her music, and learn a little bit about her life and her struggles.
And Tracy, without giving too much away, you mentioned learning about her life and her struggles, because it wasn't all rainbows for Judy towards the end. And without giving too much away, can you share with us some highlights of this production?
I can. I think, you know, Judy passed quite a while ago. And, you know, I think one of the kind of known facts about Judy is she really struggled with prescription drugs. From a child, she was a child actor and she was prescribed drugs to get her through the day, because she was doing sort of 14-hour days filming. So she would be prescribed drugs to keep her, you know, up and going. And then she'd be prescribed more drugs to help her sleep at night, because she couldn't sleep because of the drugs that she'd been taking. And it was just became cyclical from a very young age. And that kind of in turn, you know, just kind of grew as, you know, she went through life, that she became dependent on these drugs, and just couldn't work without them. And I think during that period, people didn't know, even doctors didn't know how addictive they were. And you know, what the nature of it, what it kind of brought out in her. And I think that the show kind of does take a little look into that world and see just how addicted she was, and the effect that it had on her, just that those kind of needs, you know, and how dependent she was on, you know, drugs and alcohol to just kind of face the world and go out and perform, you know, and you know, eventually it was her demise.
And so you're really tackling issues such as mental health and addiction. It's not just about Judy's Hollywood career, is it?
No, not at all. I mean, you know, I think what's amazing is you get to see how powerful she was, what an amazing performer. She goes on stage and she gives it her all every night. And you see that in the show. I mean, you see her performances and they're stunning. And then you see the after effects, you know, and I think that's quite amazing and wonderful, you know, opportunity for any actress to come and do this for a show and to really kind of discover the whole human element of who an icon is. And I think, you know, when we look at even, you know, people who are in the public image from Hollywood these days, we only see one side of them, one facet, and we never see them as you know, a whole entity, a whole human being. And what does it take to be, you know, up and facing the public 24/7 and filming and you know, recording, you know, and be constantly on show and constantly under pressure of being, you know, judged, you know, which is what we do as performers. You know, we're constantly being judged. And what does that do to your own, you know, sort of ego and self and sense of self-worth? So I think it has a lot of relevance to even what people go through today. You know, they're constantly putting themselves out on social media and they're putting themselves out open for judging. You know, we don't realize we're doing that, but that is in essence what we're doing. And you know, how best to deal with that, you know. And you kind of see the struggles that Judy went through in trying to deal with that.
Thank you for that, Tracy. I think that's really pertinent points there in terms of connecting that with what's happening today. Let's turn now to someone who is going to be giving it her all every night while it's on. Mina, we've got a question from a listener that's just come in for you. Hongbin, perhaps you'd like to share the question with us.
Sure. So Paul asks, hi, Mina. How did you research for your role? Were you inspired by Renee Zellweger's Oscar-winning performance in the film Judy?
Well, so I was told that I was going to play this role about a year and a half ago. So I'm very, very grateful that I actually had a year and a half to kind of get my bachelor's degree in Judy Garland. In preparation for this role, I literally, you know, it's like a history assignment. You know, you have to not only, you know, read her biographies, but you also have to you know, watch her mannerisms, watch how she sings, watch, you know, the way she moves, the way she talks, the way she performs, you know, so it's all of that. And I remember telling someone else about this, you know, every night for the past year and a half, I would tell my husband before we go to sleep, I'm like, just let me be, I need to go to Judy Land right now. So I would spend like, you know, a couple of minutes or maybe like half an hour a night, either reading a chapter of her biography or just watching a clip of her and seeing how she performs and all that, just to you know, get used to her mannerisms and stuff like that. And to answer your question, Paul, I think Renee Zellweger did fantastic, but you know, you have to go back to the original source, you know, to really, really fully embody the person, because I think Renee Zellweger had her own take on Judy. So, you know, we all, as actors, we come in with our own experiences. We come in with our own take on the character or the roles that we play. So I would probably have a very different take on Judy Garland compared to Renee Zellweger. So hopefully it'll come through in the show. Fingers crossed.
So I've got to ask, is this Pandemonium's first major production post-pandemic, if we could say that we are post-pandemic? What did you draw from the pandemic to put into this production, or how do you think that's influenced the production?
I think that when we were looking at what productions to put on, you know, this is a show that kind of came up. I think during the pandemic, we were looking at dealing with a lot of restrictions. And some of those restrictions was number of casts that we could have on stage, you know, the band, whether they could play, whether people could sing. All of these things were restricted to us. So this is really the first show where we can actually have all of that. But at the same time, we had planned it during the pandemic because it's a small cast. It's a cast of four and only one person sings. And it's a band, and yet I can still have the band separated from the cast as well, and yet still seen. So all of these were part of the plans that it could still go on, even if we were still in the midst of a pandemic. So those were some of the considerations that, that we were working with when we thought about producing this piece of work. And I think the, other than that, we actually were looking at why this piece, you know, and I think a lot of it was to do with, you know, we wanted a piece that, you know, we thought that people would enjoy, you know, music that, that they would remember, that would kind of, you know, the good old days, you know, something to go home and say, you know, that, that I really enjoyed that show. I was had so much fun. It was hilarious, and yet it was very heartbreaking as well. You know, it moved me, and that's what I really want to do with our show. And I think whether you know Judy Garland or not, it actually really doesn't matter. The fact is that you will come in, and if you don't know her, you will learn about her. If you do know her, you'll be revisiting, you know, old favorites. You know, and I think that the audience will get a great evening out. And you know, for me, it's just magic for the first time being able to go into a theater, hear an amazing live singer and you know, a full live band as well. It's been so long. I can't wait. You know, it just kind of brings, you know, all the hairs on my arm up, you know, just the excitement of that, just hearing it live.
I'm sure we can't wait to come and check it out as well. So I want to ask Mina now, what have you drawn from the pandemic that you've perhaps added to the role?
Well, my influences growing up is, you know, listening to all these divas, you know. So Judy Garland was one of them. So it was like Bernadette Peters and Barbara Streisand. So me, in a nutshell, I kind of, you know, I'm definitely bringing a little bit of that to my role, the little showgirl that I am, I guess. And you, did you mention that your question was something about the pandemic?
Yeah, what lessons perhaps or your experience through the pandemic that you might have brought on to this, to how you've approached this particular production?
Not entirely sure how to answer that question, because during the pandemic, all I learned was that you cannot do performing arts on Zoom. and everyone tried to bring, you know, shows on Zoom and you know, teach performing arts on Zoom. That's not possible. So I'm glad we're back live, I guess.
So perhaps you can remind us, this is on from this Friday. Share with us the details.
We opened this weekend. Can't wait to open. And we'll be running until the 23rd of October at the Drama Centre Theatre.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. Thank you again to Tracy Pung, director of End of the Rainbow, that's out this weekend, as well as Mina Kay, actress who is leading the production.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.